Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning. It is Saturday, April 2nd. I hope you survived April Fool's Day yesterday. I did. I think I fell into a few, probably one or two from Charlie. But now we are into April already. I cannot believe it. Here we are at Home Show Garden Pros. We are a knowledge co-op, and we have rotating experts coming through this studio to talk to you and to chat with you about your landscape, gardening, and grasses. So we are here this morning with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries, both Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. And Joey, thanks for driving in this morning.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a pretty morning. It's a little humid for an April morning, so that makes it easy on us. I think there's some rain in the forecast, but that's always good for our, you know, our lawns and our gardens. Appreciate Mother Nature's rain more than from our hoses. So we're into April, and I looked up in the Farmer's Almanac, and they have promised us that our next freeze is going to be December 10th. So we're going to just move right along, and we're going to forget about freezes. That's what they have told us. So we're going to hold on to that we're not going to have a surprise in April. So we get to go back out in our gardens and yards and find out what it is we need to pull up that maybe froze or that we can trim. And Joey Lunderman, like I said, is here from Enchanted Nurseries, and this is a call-in show if you're new. The phone number is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So whatever is on your mind about that garden and grass and landscaping, what to do or what you've had success on. And like I said, we rotate through these experts, and Enchanted Nurseries is here with us today. We have Plants for All Seasons with Sherry. You've heard from her. Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden out in Katy, and you've heard from many of the Nelsons. And Anita is usually our regular guest. And Nature's Way Garden Center and Resources. So those are your experts that you can call in and ask your questions. So like I said, hopefully everybody made it through April Fool's Day. And we're into April, and I think I made some mistakes a couple of weeks ago. I was in a crunch time at one point, and I got some help in the yard, and we did some trimming after that freeze. And I turned around, and there were a few bushes I don't think should have been trimmed, and they were like whacked. So I have a variegated hibiscus tree. You know, it's got the green and kind of pink leaves on it. It was newly planted last year, because we lost a lot in the previous freeze. That one was chopped down, and I'm trying to think of the other one. Oh, and I think a hydrangea in the front was chopped down. So I didn't look at them this week, but what do you think? Should I see growth by now or still be patient?
You should see growth by now. Yeah, definitely. It got cold enough this winter to, you know, depending on how protected the hibiscus was, it could have, you know, knocked it all the way back to the ground. So you need to be looking, you know, like all the way back at ground level to see new growth coming back. But if it doesn't start to show signs in the next couple of weeks, I would say that probably needs to be replaced. As far as the hydrangea, you definitely should see some new growth by now.
Okay, because they did cut it down. I literally turned around, you know, and I tried to explain how we were just trimming some things, and it was cut down. I thought, oh no, I don't know if those were ones I needed to. So I see lots of growth on my lantanas. I mean, those guys are just hardy as all. So I'm going to wait a couple of weeks for the hydrangeas and that variegated hibiscus. And no, it wasn't protected. It was in the corner. It was in the front of the house, and I just ran out of time and supplies.
Yep, that happened.
So, all right. Well, that's good to know that I can kind of wait on that, be patient. And I think I've learned that from many of our pros is hang on. You know, maybe I shouldn't have even trimmed it right away, but hang on for a little bit. Watch for that growth and that scratch test. That's still valid on those that we've cut down.
Yeah. Like I said, your scratch test is probably going to have to go way down toward the ground. You know,
okay.
Start low.
Right. Well, I will watch for those. That's encouraging because I thought I really loved those plants. So we have got some great weather coming up. I think there's some rain coming up this weekend. At least there's, you know, Houston is, what, 600 square miles. So who knows where the rain's going to be. But it's nice and warm and sunny. So look for those areas of your lawn that you want to focus on because that's what I get overwhelmed many a times. So I'm going to look at the items that I've cut down and on my hydrangeas and anything else, should I be feeding them? Should I be just watching them?
You can go ahead and fertilize pretty much any perennials or evergreen shrubs right now just to kick them into spring mode if they hadn't started showing a whole lot of new growth yet.
Okay. Now, when I say feed.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, just
chips,
depends.
Chips, queso. Okay, so I walk into the garden center and, you know, I want to do something to my yard this weekend. What sort of food am I looking for my plants?
There's a specific fertilizer for almost everything. If you choose to go that route, you know, there's a bougainvillea food, there's a hibiscus food, there's a rose food, you know, every plant pretty much you can get a specific fertilizer, but you don't necessarily have to do it because you don't want to have 10 different types of fertilizer laying around in your garage all year.
Right.
So if you want to go organically, of course, the MicroLife 624 is the general purpose fertilizer for most shrubs, shrubs, annuals, perennials, lawns, vegetables and herbs.
It's good go-to.
That pretty much works for everything. There's lots of other synthetic fertilizers if you're wanting to go that route. Uh-huh. Color Star fertilizer is a great one for all blooming plants.
Okay. So that could be a go-to for blooming.
Yep.
Okay. So the 624 have that, and I believe that's a green label.
Yep. That's correct.
Because I think that one is on my garden shelf most of the time. So that's something that we can do to feed, give our little plants and grass a snack. All right. Well, that's encouraging. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give Joey a call and let's find out how we can help you on your garden.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with our Home Show Garden Pro expert, Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries. Now, you can go to our website at homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can find the list of all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and it takes you to their pages and where they're located and who they are. But you've heard them every week, every Saturday morning here at the studio, giving you some great expert advice and input on our gardens. They're on the website. There's also a listen button. If you're listening to us now, you're listening to us on the radio, but you can share that with a friend. Guide them to the homeshowgardenpros.com. And we're also on Facebook. And so are Home Show Garden Pros. And a couple of weeks ago, no, I guess it was this past week, on March 29th, Enchanted Forest, I believe, posted this sweet article about mom and pop businesses. I didn't know, but March 29th was Mom and Pop Business Day. So they posted a picture of Betty and Gary Linderman. So I'm assuming that's mom and dad.
That's mom and dad. That's right.
So how did that get started?
Oh, it goes way back. You know, my parents always loved gardening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a long time ago, we lived in near Missouri City in a little town called DeWalt. Okay. And they had a kind of a weekend nursery there. You know, they both had full-time jobs. And they loved it so much that, you know, they wanted to do that in their spare time. So, you know, me and my brothers and sister grew up kind of in the middle of it. You know, we didn't know any better. There's, you know, we'd wake up on a Saturday morning and go outside, and there's some customers milling around, you know, kind of in our yard, basically. Yeah. And it was normal to us.
Right.
Yep.
And then when did you decide to move up towards Richmond and Rosenberg?
We moved out to Richmond when I was 10.
Okay.
So long, long ago.
Wow. And then you started one.
Then, yep. So my parents bought a piece of land, and, you know, my mom wanted a little greenhouse to, you know, just hobby type stuff, you know, grow her daylilies and amaryllis. And it slowly, you know, evolved, and, you know, they wanted to maybe start selling a few things. So that was kind of my high school job, is building some of the things out there, you know, what is now Enchanted Gardens.
Right.
So
that is so, and so many of our Home Show Garden Pros, the story is very similar, a little different, you know, on one end or the other, but it's family owned and operated. And many of them are growing their own items, you know, in the back nursery or at another location. So I think that's why we're so unique. You know, when you call in and you talk to one of our Home Show Garden Pros, many of you have been in it since you were little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know the whys, and you understand the reasons why we do so many things. Well, Joey, you have got someone calling in here for you. Miss Maureen, this is Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted
Good morning. Good morning. I listen to you every Saturday when I can carve out some quiet time so I can take a few notes for the answers. I would like to talk about the fact that I found Juliet. Two containers of that tomato that Danny always spoke about as being delicious and very prolific.
That is a good one for sure.
Yes. So here's my question. Part of it is, I think, just making sure that I'm doing the right thing. This particular spot has been a garden, but it's been resting for a couple of years. And so I've added a lot of product. I can quickly tell you it's rose soil, leaf mold compost, and I'm thinking, should I be adding some shale? I do have shale, but as Sandy said in the beginning, I don't want to wind up having a lot of stuff left over in my garage because it's wasted if I don't put it someplace for good use. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I do have a few other questions, but I'd like to stick with, am I in good shape on the garden, and when can I put my Juliet into the garden?
As far as expanded shale, you know, most folks use that for breaking up clay soils. So if you have heavy clay soils.
Yes.
Yeah, that does help to break them up. You know, you have to kind of turn it into the soil to help it break up the clay particles. But, yeah, nothing wrong with doing that here or there. Other sorts of compost will also help break up the clay particles over time.
Okay. Last week we talked a little bit about the revitalization, and I think everybody had a tongue twister because when I got to the store, I don't know that I bought the right product. I was looking for John Ferguson's product to add nutrients and to make my soil in good condition. But my point being is I'm not really sure how to use the revitalizer.
You're not sure how to use it?
Well, it seemed that in some cases I was just supposed to sprinkle it on top of the surface. In other cases, I didn't know, because I'm growing a food that I plan to eat, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just wasting my time in getting something to grow, but having no value. Because in the presentation, I thought that was the main drive behind what John was trying to say, that our soils are depleted. And that's right. My aim is to have high quality food if I'm going to put the effort in.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. That makes perfect sense. That stuff goes a pretty good ways, mixing a little bit in and around your garden. If you lay out just a thin layer of it, depends on how much work you want to do. The best way to do it is mix it into the soil. But if you don't have the time or the means to do that, then just topping it would be fine, and it'll slowly work its way into the soil over time.
Well, I think right now I'm at an advantage because I'm just recreating. So I've had somebody come in and aerate my lawn, and when he was here, I said, could you aerate my garden also? So that's what I'm trying to achieve,
Right.
I have the time, I have the funds to go ahead and do it, so I'm anxious to do it right.
Yeah, I'd say go ahead and do it now, get it going, because you need you ask when to put those Juliet plants in the ground. I'd go ahead and get them going before the heat of the summer comes along. You need to go ahead and get those things moving.
Okay, and
so
here's
Marie,
the other part.
Marie,
and this happens all the time. You need a break?
No. I was just going to sort of pile on there about the revitalizer, or it sounded like, we talked about, just like Joey said, you can just go ahead and mix it in. It doesn't need to be a lot. It sounds like it goes a long way.
Okay. Well,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, what I was trying to say next was, and this is something that seems to happen every year, or the years that I plant tomatoes, put it that way. When I bring them home from the nursery, depending on where I bought it, these were in a shaded area, and I'm thinking, tomatoes want full sun. So now I'm taking it from an area where I've seen it displayed. I don't know when it came in or whether they actually had a greenhouse where they're starting the tomatoes. But Juliet is not as big as many of the other tomatoes that I've bought at nurseries. So I'm afraid that it's going to get sunburned.
It's hard to tell how long that plant was in a shaded area, but yes, you're right. They need to be in full sun. But I'd go ahead and put it out in the sun. If it gets sunburned, then, tomato plants grow so fast that the new growth will cover up any burn spots and it'll take right in. I wouldn't worry too much about that at all.
The other portion
of when I can put it, transplant them into the garden is I am literally doing the garden setup the last couple of days. So I still need to buy some more soil and finally do the revitalization in there. But just a cup at a time is the way the person expressed it to me, and I thought, okay, I will listen, but I'm going to wait for you as I'm calling you now. In other words, to get the scoop.
Yeah.
Maureen, speaking of waiting, can you hang on for just a moment so we can hop out and take a break?
As long as you need.
Okay, so hang on with that thought, and we are going to talk about getting that garden going for you. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll be back.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004. Concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources, and just want to invite you to come see our nursery. We're expanding our selection of native plants this year, and we've expanded our propagation area and been busy planting seeds and rooting cuttings all fall and winter. It's always a great time to revitalize your yard and garden. Several customers have stated how much better their tomatoes and veggies taste after they've been using remineralizer on them. We've been stocking up on our famous leaf mold compost, native mulches and soils, and of course we carry a full line of the MicroLife products. They're the only ones we use in the nursery.
The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us and just have a good time and enjoy nature.
We're introducing a brand new general purpose compost made out of brush and stuff. It's great for flower beds and available both in bulk and bags, and it's a beautiful product. Nature's Way Resources, we're located right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45. Go east on 1488, one block over the railroad track. You'll see a big sign, make a right turn, and you'll run into it. We have a 42-acre facility waiting there to serve you. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and currently 8 to 2 on Saturday. You can always keep up what's coming up and when dates and times on our Facebook page. And also, if you're not subscribing to our gardening newsletter, it's free, called The Lazy Gardener and Friends. You can go to the website, naturewayresources.com, and sign up for it. So come by and see us, and love to help you.
Maureen, I was just sitting here thinking, you have brought up so many good points. Thank you for calling in, and I know you've got some more to bring up. Let me just touch really quickly on, I was asking Joey at the break, if someone can't find the revitalizer, another alternative to have on the shelf, and we talked about that early on, is?
MicroLife. You know, yeah. MicroLife can add lots and lots of nutrients to the soil, and it builds the health of the soil long term. So what I like to say is the more you use it, the less you have to use it, because those nutrients stick with the soil. All the dormant microbes come to life when they get into the soil and just build the health of it long term.
Yeah. It's just the circle of life in there. So
yep.
Keep that in mind for you and for anybody else who, you know, if they can't find one thing, ask the Home Show Garden Pros. Anybody at the locations can help you out on finding that out. Now, you're going to rotate your garden, or you said you already have, so you're going to turn that in there. You're going to put either some MicroLife or Revitalizer. And then what was your next concern?
Okay. I need to understand, because I've been adding everything, and it all comes in the bag because I don't have a little I have an SUV, but sometimes there's a limit. So, I did water in what I have in the garden now, but I need to get, I have an area that is large. And so my point being is, do I not need to let it set up?
Not necessarily. No, you can go ahead and mix that in there and plant right away.
Okay. Now, my neighbor has a question, and I said, I'll ask it. She doesn't want to have a garden. She wants to work in large pots. So I had been telling her about Danny's special tomato plant and how abundantly it produced. So she said, oh, well, ask, what size pot do I need to use, or maybe it won't grow? So...
yeah, tomato plants will do fine in pots, but they do get pretty big. So, you know, you don't want to start too small. Otherwise, right about the time the plant gets ready to produce, it's going to get top heavy and blow over in the wind and dry out. So you would want to start with probably a, you know, 16 to 20-inch diameter pot, I would say would be about right.
Okay, 16 to 20-inch. She's going to be so interested in the tomato, but when I said, so where are you going to put it, because she does have flower gardens, so I don't know, but that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. All right, I have a million questions running around in my head. I guess the most important one is the fact that I have a fig tree, and hopefully this will be the last one, if I can shut my brain down.
The last fig tree or the last question?
No, the last question.
Oh,
somebody
okay.
else has to get a turn.
Okay.
I did have catastrophic damage to my fig tree. My fig tree is about 8. And what I'm talking about is I noticed it looked like the bark had actually got burned. And I thought, oh, dear. And so I waited a couple of weeks before I started, you know, sawing down limbs and whatnot. But now it's very clear which ones I need to do that to. So I'm getting ready to use possibly a liquid seaweed, and I need to get a clear understanding. Because it's had damage, and also this is time for it to build up and produce the figs, which I won't get for a couple of months, how frequently and how strong should I do that, since I'm dealing with two problems, damage and production.
Mm-hmm. So just follow the directions on the label. Depending on the concentrate, you know, it could vary. But if you do that, you can do it as often as every couple of weeks or just any time, you know, less than that. But I don't think it's necessary to do it more than every couple of weeks.
Okay. And now to get to the factor of having things in the garage when you don't use all of them. Some things I know that I could just put on my lawn because it's there and it might work out just fine. But other things I don't want to keep once they get opened. So one of the things is the fact that I do already have some seaweed, which is not a year old. It might be 2 years old, but I always put the cap back on things. But I've gotten the impression over time that sometimes they dissipate.
They do. They lose their potency over time. Mainly that's on synthetic things. I wouldn't think that the seaweed loses too much of it. But you've got it, so go ahead and give it a shot. You know, if you've if you've got other plants that, you know, all plants can take that. So it's not that you just have to spray it on your fig tree. You know, once you get those Juliet tomatoes in the ground, you can use it on those also.
Okay. All right. Like I said, my brain's still very actively thinking. Can't help it. So yeah. Maybe next Saturday I will call with some add-ons.
Well, great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
I really appreciate both of you.
Yeah. Sure. And thanks for calling for your neighbor, too. All right. Well, that was great. She just touched on all sorts of topics. And that reminds me, she was talking about the garden and about, you talked about, you know, sprinkling and rotating through. Now, I've read a little bit about similar veggies you shouldn't plant together. You should give veggie space, but if it's a similar variety, can you tell me a little bit about that?
What do you mean by similar variety?
Well, they were saying that you shouldn't plant lettuce tomatoes and cucumbers together.
Yeah.
So what are the reasons for that?
There's, you know, different reasons as far, I'm not sure exactly on that. I've never really done the research on that.
Okay.
But, you know, different plants take different types of nutrients out of the soil.
Okay.
That could be one thing to do with it. So you don't want two of them competing, you know, against each other.
Okay.
Also, you know, as far as insects, you don't want one drawing, you know, insects to the other one. If one's more prone to, you know, something than the other.
Okay.
And it could spread to both of them.
Yeah. That must have been what it was. And then, of course, when they come to your nursery or any of the Home Show Garden Pros, they can ask anyone if they've got a concern about where to put this veggie or herb. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call and let us know what's on your mind and about your landscape, garden, and grass this weekend. Joey Linderman is here from Enchanted Nurseries, and the phone number is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Cases are on the rise again.
Not again.
No, not that. That.
Oh.
I mean, people new to landscaping and gardening.
Yeah, we are seeing lots of new faces at Nelson Nursery.
Taking their landscaping up a notch.
Looking for fresh plants that last.
Nelson's has all that and everything needed.
Like soil, fertilizers, and plant food.
Plus, trusted advice to grow your skills.
While making yards beautiful.
We're happy to help.
We're West Houston's local nursery.
Nelson's Nursery, Katy Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call. And right now we have got a call, and it is from Jacob. Jacob from Monterey Lawn and Garden. It is now officially spring, Jacob. What have you got for us to help with our lawns and gardens?
Hey, so I wanted to talk to you guys about our vegetable and ornamental weeder. This is a unique product. It's a pre-emergent herbicide for broadleaf weed control in trees, shrubs, roses, ground covers, and it can even be used in your vegetable garden. This is one of the only herbicides that can be sprayed right over the top of your newly transplanted vegetables, or if you decide to plant seeds instead, you'd want to wait until they have germinated and sprouted, and you can just spray right over the top of those. And this is going to give you about 5 months of weed control in your garden to save you some of that back-breaking task of weeding your garden out.
So on this herbicide, you're saying we should apply it regularly every 3 to 5 months, even in the middle of the summer? Can I do that?
Yeah, so you can spray it any time as long as your vegetable plants are actively growing. So if you've recently transplanted into your garden, you can spray it right over the top of those. Or if you plant seeds, you would want to wait until they have germinated and sprouted. And then you can spray them, and it'll stop any of the new weed seeds from germinating. So they won't be competing with your vegetable plants. But it lasts about 5 months.
Thank you for this information. Where is this product and your other products? Where can we find those?
Our products can be found at the Home Show Garden Pro Garden Centers, and they can also be found on our website at MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Thanks for listening. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have Huey on the line. Huey, do you have a question or concern for Joey Linderman?
Yes, good morning. First-time caller. Last 2 years, I've been building a raised bed, and it's made out of wood, and it seems like I used a treated wood, but it's still rotten. And so I saw about these plastic vinyl. I just want to ask, is what's the bare minimum height that we need? And some of these are like 11 inches, 12 inches. And so I'm trying to see what's the bare minimum. And basically, I'm just trying to grow some of these herb mint and chives and green onions and so on, you know?
Right. Yeah, 12 inches is plenty deep for those things that you mentioned and for most vegetable plants in general. You know, if there's not a bottom on that box, then, you know, the roots can get into the native, you know, soil that you've got there below the box and, you know, give you a little more depth to it. But generally 12 inches for any vegetable or herb is pretty good.
But should I put the line at the bottom to start off, or just leave as the natural soil at the bottom?
I probably wouldn't put a liner down there. I would take out the grass and make sure, you know, you get all the roots out of it, and then go ahead and put that box down and put your good soil in there.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Appreciate
your help.
Sure.
Thanks, Huey. Well, that's a good point about those gardens. And another item, I don't know if Huey's still listening. I hope he is. On the gardens, I was just talking to you about you were talking to Maureen about the rotation. And tell me about when we go into adding, you know, our new veggies this season. And I've got my lettuce on one end, and I kind of work my way down, and I've got some herbs on the other. So should I keep planting in the same places? Does the soil recognize, okay, you know, we're feeding lettuce now. Should I rotate those around?
I would, yeah. It's best to rotate it. You know, like I said earlier, different plants take more of one nutrient or the other out of the soil. Mm-hmm. So it's good to rotate them, and not plant, you know, the same thing there for at least a year.
Okay. So
if possible.
Yeah, just swap them around. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that makes sense when we think about the living critters underneath and adding those nutrients. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are lucky enough to have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens representative expert here, Mr. Joey Linderman. So give him a call. Thanks.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuffia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. We are at the nursery and open doing business. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst.
The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in, and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, get your tomatoes in as soon as possible. Every week that goes by, the tomato selection is going to decrease, so don't wait to get your tomatoes planted. And this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs.
Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com.
And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
It is officially spring. I am so excited to have the sunshine later in the afternoon and the evening, and I am sitting here with the Home Show Garden Pro, Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries. And he is our expert today, rotating through this Saturday morning to answer your calls and questions about your garden, grass, and landscaping. It's 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We have Mr. Billy on the line for a call-in. Billy, what's up with you?
Yes, I have a jasmine bush, and the leaves are getting black. Looks like a fungus or something on it. I was just wondering what I could put on it to get rid of that.
Hard to tell without seeing it. You know, sometimes there's a little black powdery stuff on there that looks like a fungus, but it could be actually from an insect. Aphids will make what they call honeydew on the leaves. It's basically bug poop, right? So if that's the case, then it needs an insecticide, but it could be also a fungus. If you there's a spot on the website that you could send the picture to if possible. If not, if you make it out to one of the Home Show Garden Pro locations, bring a picture of it. That way we can get you the right product for the right problem.
Absolutely. Okay. So he's referring to, on the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask a Pro button, and you can send us a picture. Or, like Joey said, I have done this on many occasions where I've taken a picture with my phone and I've gone to one of the Home Show Garden Pros. I've gone to several. I know Sherry and Joey have seen me out there, and I've said, okay, what do I do with this area? Or, hey, I have this funny looking thing on my plant. So, and you don't even have to ask for any of the pros that you've heard here with us. Any of their staff are incredibly helpful. So you know where the Home Show Garden Pros are? Can you find them?
Yes, I have one off 45.
Perfect. Okay. All righty. Yeah, so hopefully you can take a picture in and find out if that's a good thing or a bad thing on your jasmine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, and that's what I love about the Home Show Garden Pros is, you know, any of them that we go to are so helpful, and just, you know, you've got folks walking around there that you would think are just reloading stock, and they say, what can I do to help you? And they know everything about the plants and gardens.
Yeah, lots of good, helpful people at all the Home Show Garden Pro locations.
And, you know, they're doing what they love to do, and it shows. So we're talking about the spring, and we're just now getting into mowing our yards again. And I was outside, and, you know, I've heard conflicting reports about weeds. You know, leave them alone, make your soil healthy. But if you have large areas of weeds, you know, go ahead and start pulling those. So I was doing that yesterday, and I was having some help from our little puppy, Teddy, decided that those piles of weeds were a play toy. But what's your philosophy on, you know, when can I stop pulling weeds?
You know, never. Weeds have been around for millions of years, and they're going to be around for millions of years.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest keys is keeping your grass mowed on a regular basis, even if the grass itself is not growing, the weeds are still growing. Mm-hmm. So if you let the weeds grow, then they're going to make seeds and just make it worse and worse and worse.
And I think that's what I've heard, is especially when those weeds are starting to bloom, some of them, you've got to get rid of those because they're just going to spread.
Yes.
Okay. So we go ahead and start mowing our lawn, and it's probably going to be weekly very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, now's the time.
And then feeding the grass to choke out the weeds.
Yeah, keeping the, like you mentioned, getting the soil healthy mm-hmm. and fertilizing it to where the grass is more vigorous and that it could take over the weeds.
Okay. And I've also been told to watch my watering.
Yep. Don't overwater.
Okay.
Overwatering is generally worse than underwatering.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So be careful about the mushy spots and low spots also, because that's going to encourage weeds.
Yeah, it makes the soil compacted when it's too wet, and you know, weeds like bad soil.
Yeah, they like the unhealthy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sitting here with Joey Linderman. He is our expert from Enchanted Nurseries, Enchanted Gardens. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Good morning. I am sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And you know what? I'm going to get in trouble for saying that because I'm being coached on some of my bad habits sitting here behind the microphone. And one of them is stop saying you're sitting there with them. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure what else I should say. But
running around the room?
I know. But
driving?
But we're not. We're here. We're connected to the desk with our headphones.
It's the truth, people. We are sitting here.
We are really sitting here. But sorry, Chad and Charlie. I'll try and break that habit. But I so appreciate you driving in on an early, busy Saturday morning, because I know you've got a lot on your mind that's going to be facing you when you head back out to the nursery today and go and visit Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Nursery, Enchanted Gardens down in the South Richmond, Rosenberg area. Or if you're out in Katy, excuse me, Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. Another great family-owned business nursery. Plants for All Seasons with Sherry. You've heard Sherry here. And then up north is Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. All of these Home Show Garden Pros are literally experts. And I think almost all of them are into generations of doing this for a living. And that's what's so special about this. So, Joey, we have got a caller, Mr. James. James, this is Sandy, and Joey is here for you.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I have a problem with my yard. My next-door neighbor, something last year killed all his St. Augustine grass. It just killed it all, and I noticed that this year that I have, you know, two spots in my yard, and I was hoping that y'all might could tell me, do you know what I could put on it or what I could do to try to make sure I stop it, because it kills all this St. Augustine grass, and I don't know what I should do to try to stop it.
Right. What time of year did that happen? Do you remember?
It was in the spring, because he waters grass every day, and everything.
Last year a lot of the yard struggled because of the freeze. Could have had something to do with that. If he overwaters, that could definitely have something to do with it. Overwatering in general is bad, but long term it'll cause a fungus called brown patch, which is really bad on St. Augustine lawns.
And that would make no grass to grow back in the spot, because grass won't grow back.
Grass should grow back there, but it's not going to come back, you know, from the dead grass. Weeds will probably grow there before good grass grows there. So if it's totally dead, then that stuff needs to be raked up, you know, get the old grass out of there and resod it.
And resod it? That would be the best thing to do?
Right. But as far as preventing it from happening to your yard, you know, make sure you're not overwatering. And probably in midsummer, late summer, I would put out, or actually, right now you could use the MicroLife Brown Patch fertilizer. It's a MicroLife fertilizer, and it has a brown patch preventative component in it. So that would help kind of prepare it for the time of year when brown patch starts to affect the lawns.
And you can.
Okay, so what's the name of this again, so I can try to get it?
It's called MicroLife Brown Patch.
Okay.
And you can go, if you can get to the homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can find out the listing of all of the Home Show Garden Pros that I talked about a little while ago. They all carry that MicroLife, and you can't miss the MicroLife. They're in bright bags. I mean, they're white bags, but they each have a different label, and literally the brown patch one has a brown label. And the Home Show Garden Pros can help you out on that. And I'm not sure how long you've been listening, but, you know, like Joey said, soil, get that soil healthy from what I'm learning, and that's really going to be one of our best preventatives.
Okay.
Do you have any other concerns for Joey?
No, that's about it. Thank you a lot.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's scary when you see a neighbor and something's going on. You're like, no, don't come my way. Well, I was just mentioning to you at the break that at homeshowgardenpros.com, you can send in a question under Ask a Pros. And we get a lot of questions. And one of them here sent a picture, which was perfect. And it is from Rob Jacobs. And he sent a picture about little mounds in his yard. And I am handing Joey the picture right now. And Rob says, I have these little mounds all over my yard, and it's hard to grow grass. The ground also feels soft in some areas. Can you tell me what remedy there is? And he lives in Montgomery, if that kind of helps. I don't know how their soil is in Montgomery.
Right. That's from some little ground burrowing insect. I probably would call those, I don't know the official name of it, but I used to call them dirt devils. but any general granule insecticide should take care of those. That's probably not what's making the grass not grow in that area. Hard to tell. It didn't look like it was too shady or anything. If it's too shady, most lawn grasses won't grow, you know, in less than 4 or 5 hours of sun. Make sure it's not getting too wet. But you know, who knows? Those little insects could be, you know, causing enough activity in there to where the grass can't take root. So wouldn't be a bad idea to treat that area and then give some new sod a shot, maybe top that area with a thin layer of compost before you plant the sod.
Okay, so I'm hearing, and he even mentioned that the area feels a little soft, so he might be getting too much water. There was a tree behind those mounds, so is it getting enough sun? And then, like we say over and over, soil. Is it healthy soil? And he can feed that with 6-2-4, and then he can lay some more sod. Do you have sod pretty readily available in stock?
Yep. We get sod twice a week.
Okay. All right. Make sure you go and visit one of the Home Show Garden Pros, because they're going to have the healthy stuff for you, locally grown. And that's kind of the point here, is let's get the healthy stuff, because you're going to have a lot better chance of having success. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands.
till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Our Home Show Garden Pro this morning is Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries, which includes Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and get the listing of all of our Home Show Garden Pros. They are scattered throughout Houston, and we are so lucky to have them joining us on this show to give you expert advice and input and chat about what's on our mind to grow our grass, landscaping, and gardens. Like I said, on the website, there is an Ask a Pro button, and you can send us a question in there, or you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. There's another way to keep tabs on Home Show Garden Pros, and that is through Facebook. You can go to the little search bar and type in Home Show Garden Pros, and you can follow that page. And I know Enchanted Nurseries and Enchanted Gardens also has a Facebook page, so type in their name in the search button and you can follow them. All sorts of great information, because it will give you tidbits throughout the week. Not only what is coming into their gardens, their nurseries, but what we should be looking out for and, you know, things that we should be doing. There's another way you can gather information from the Home Show Garden Pros, and that is from the podcasts. So however you listen to your podcast, you can type in Home Show Garden Pros and you can listen to different shows or different segments that you have missed. So Joey, speaking of our Home Show Garden Pros Ask a Question, I've got a whole stack of them here, and I will go through those, but I just want to remind folks who are listening, one, thanks for listening, and two, you can call us at 281-833-3333, easy number, 281-833-3333. So we talk a lot about our soils, and we have a question here from Nancy, and she says, what is the soil revitalizer that I heard you mention? Is it sand, mulch, or dirt? Great question.
It's all of the above, pretty much. John Ferguson came up with a special concoction of lots of different types of minerals. It's not really soil and mulch. No, you know, that would be more of a compost type, but it's different sorts of minerals that are all mixed together. So it's totally different than soil and mulch.
Okay, so it's almost a food.
Yep, it's basically a fertilizer.
Okay. So if Nancy is listening, a fertilizer.
Maybe not basically a fertilizer. It's a remineralizer, just like it's called, you know, puts different types of minerals back in the soil. Vegetable plants in general, you know, the minerals you get from eating a vegetable, those have to come from the soil. So in order to replace them, you need to, you know, add something like the remineralizer or MicroLife fertilizer.
Right. So we've got
options. To put the minerals back into the soil.
Yeah. So we've got the options. If she can't find the remineralizer, which is a tongue twister, as Maureen mentioned, the MicroLife 624 is a good go-to also.
Yep.
But we've got to keep those soils healthy for the plants. And then especially if we're growing vegetables and herbs, like you say, we're eating, if they're healthy, we're going to get more nutrients and from those. Well, thank you very much. This is Sandy, but most importantly, I have Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries here, and our phone number is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Join our conversation. I'm sure the question or comment you have is something someone else is thinking about.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com.
pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on, always free. HomeShowRadio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.